Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the seventh episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day is in progress. I will be reading the text of devotional prayers and modern prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 646 through 648 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlotiapubs.com. That's right, it's a free PDF. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. The light of the Lord's goodness shines forever. No darkness will ever be upon the Lord. Great is the wisdom and knowledge of Almighty God, for there is no other God before Yahweh. The angel of peace presents his countenance to the Lord. The glory of God is within him as he speaks. Although the condemned he represents will not go free, no, will they ever receive mercy, the angel of peace will speak. On their behalf, the condemned watchers will have an astute advocate to state their defense. The angel of peace God has appointed for them has been preparing the defense for 2,000 years.
It is true that mankind's corruption is increased, and all of humanity has become defiant of God. It is also true that the fallen watchers have been confined in the prison of the angels. It is true that the spirits of their offspring were made to roam the earth as restless demons. Those demons of the Nephilim corrupted mankind, and they are not innocent of this crime.
How could there be this case being made? What vain attempt at a plea bargain is this? Does this angel of peace present a sacrifice? Will the demonic spirits of the Nephilim pay for their crimes? May my Lord take recess as it pleases him, and may the angels minister to him as he needs. I will continue these words of God, as it pleases the Lord for me to do so. The angel of peace stands before the Lord. The presentation of this case for defense will continue, and the opening statements are truly revealing. There is nothing hidden from Almighty God.
The watchers of heaven, filled with love for God, listen to the one among them, an influencer. This one, whose name will not be spoken before God, encourage them to commit this crime on earth. This one, whose actions were the worst of them all, misled them to think there was no crime at all. This one, who has always been the bearer of lies, made them to believe that their offspring would be loved. God had a reason and purpose for the prohibition. The reason was not to prevent the propagation of love, and it had never been made known to those sons that their attempt to procreate would result in horrors.
The sons of God, who fell to earth out of love, have stated a claim to assign guilt to only one, when they were all guilty of being accomplices. They have not successfully established their innocence. It is by the favor of the Lord God Almighty that I continue in this effort to present the historical events of God's judgment as it happens in the presence of the Lord and His heavenly host. The angel of peace, in his post before the Lord, represents the condemned as God has commanded, for none will be judged without an advocate to present God any defense they may have. The fallen watchers, the spirits of the Nephilim, and the one whose name will not be spoken in the presence of the Lord will make their final plea from their places where they have been confined. Their advocate continues the presentation to the Lord.
In the days of their celebratory joy on earth, the watchers did rejoice in the life of their own, those who sprang from the wombs of human females. The giants among men who came from them were not the creatures they had expected. It was at that time when they discovered the true reason for God's prohibition of their crime.
There is no guilt being avoided or endorsed by the statement of how the criminals came to realize the horrors of their crime. What purpose is there for conceding guilt? Well, this concludes episode 7 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was Opening Remarks. The defense attorney has a difficult task in this case. The angel of peace must somehow mitigate the charges in the presence of the Lord, such that God will be inclined to have mercy on his clients who are being charged with the crimes of their children. The sons of God who went down to the earth and labored the daughters of men to have offspring of their own did so because of love, and God is love. Will the Lord be swayed to have mercy on them? God is the judge of all righteousness. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.